your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 55 wins and 66 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing right field, is Taylor Trammell. Batting second, the first baseman, Evan White. Hitting third is left fielder Kyle Lewis. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Jared Kelnick. Hitting fifth and playing third base is Abraham Toro. Brian O'Keefe bats sixth. He does the catching. Hitting seventh is the shortstop, Eric Mejia. Batting eighth and playing second base is Jonathan Villar. And hitting ninth, center fielder Derek Hill. On the mound for the Red Ears, left-hander Rowenis Elias. Elias is 1-2 with a 5.87 ERA. Well, the Salt Lake Bees enter play today with 57 wins and 64 losses. They're the Los Angeles Angels AAA club. Their manager is Lou Marzin. Leading off for Salt Lake, playing third base, is Matt Duffy. Batting second and playing second base is Kian Wong. Hitting third, designated hitter Michael Stefanik. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Dylan Thomas. Chad Wallach bats fifth. He does the catching. Hitting sixth is center fielder Steven Duggar. Jake Gatewood bats seventh. He'll play first base. Hitting eighth, the right fielder Orlando Martinez. And batting ninth, shortstop Jake Palamaki. On the mound, Michael Lorenzen, 0-1 with a 6 ERA and just one AAA appearance this year. Umpires, David Martinez is behind the plate. Randy Rosenberg, the crew chief, is at first. And Robert Nunez is the third base umpire. The stage is set. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones, from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payment. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're ready to start this one. Taylor Trammell stands in. Michael Lorenzen on the mound. And Lorenzen into his motion. Here's his pitch to Trammell, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0, and we are underway here in Salt Lake City. We're at Smith's Ballpark. Cloud cover overhead today. Lights are turned on. Next pitch misses to Trammell. Two balls, no strikes. Lorenzen's on a major league rehab assignment, which means the pitch clock and all the pace of play rules are not in effect when he's on the mound. Here's one over for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Trammell just taking pitches here so far. Trammell hitting .325 in 21 games for Tacoma. Seven-game hitting streak coming into play today. Lorenzen's 2-1 pitch is up and away for a ball, 3-1. So 3-1 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. And the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes to Trammell. And the payoff pitch from Lorenzen is swung on and fouled back and out of play. Still 3-2. Michael Lorenzen signed by the Angels as a free agent in the offseason and had been a relief pitcher for years for the Cincinnati Reds, but was a starter when he first broke into the big leagues, and the Angels signed him to use him as a starter. Here's a check swing roller up the first baseline, and it goes foul. Still 3-2. So Lorenzen was pitching as a starter this year for his first time since his rookie year in the majors, 2015. They moved him to the bullpen after that. He ended up making 13 starts for the Angels, 6-6 with a 4.94 ERA, but then hit the injured list with shoulder stiffness and now is close to returning to the Angels' rotation for the final month of the season. Here's his 3-2 pitch to Trammell again, and it is high, ball four, leadoff walk. Taylor Trammell with a patient plate appearance, and he is on to get things started tonight. So Trammell jogs down to first base, and now Evan White will be the batter. White, 11 for 66. For Tacoma, a 167 average with four homers. Lorenzen ready. And his pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Lorenzen working with catcher Chad Wallach, and that's kind of incredible because they were battery mates in college at Cal State Fullerton. And here they are in a AAA game years later working together. 0-1 pitch to White is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. White played first base all game yesterday and plans to do that again today as he continues his rehab assignment. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it is swung on and blooped into shallow right. Over is Martinez, and the ball carries to him, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out of the ball game. Evan White flies out to right field. And now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Lewis in the lineup for the Red Ears today, playing left field. That's something he has not done in a while, 3 weeks really. He played left field 3 weeks ago for the Mariners in a big league game against the Angels. August 6th, toss to first base, back in safely is Trammell. Red Ears wear their red jerseys today. Red jerseys, gray pants, Salt Lake in black jerseys with yellow numbers and trim. So the next pitch to Lewis is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Kyle Lewis didn't play yesterday. 4-for-21 since being optioned to Tacoma by the Mariners. Hasn't really gotten hot at the plate yet. Lorenzen with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Lewis. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Lewis. Here comes the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip. Still no balls, two strikes. So no balls, two strikes, one out. Runner at first base, just underway here at Salt Lake City. O-2 pitch, there goes Trammell. Pitch is high, the throw to second goes into center field. Trammell, who went diving into the second base bag, gets back up on his feet and advances to third. That ball slipped out of the fingers of the catcher, Chad Wallach. It was nowhere near its mark. Trammell gets credit for a steal of second base and takes third base on the throwing error by the catcher. Counts now 1-2 to Lewis. Bees bring the infield in. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul, first base side and into the seats, out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. So the Red Ears with an opportunity here to get on the board right away. Runner at third, one out. Although Lewis is behind in the count here, and obviously Lorenzen and the Bees are going for a strikeout here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Kyle Lewis, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, a changeup, and Lewis goes down swinging. That's the second out in the top of the first inning, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick 0-for-4 yesterday. Ended a streak of 10 straight games in which he reached base with a hit or a walk. And the pitch is grounded right to the shifted shortstop, Palamaki, who has it and throws out Kelnick at first base. And that wraps up the top of the first. The Red Ears do not score. No runs or hits. There was an error and a runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Salt Lake coming to the plate.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first inning, and now the Salt Lake Bees come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. And their leadoff man is Matt Duffy, right-handed hitter. And Duffy settling into the batter's box now. Rowenis Elias on the mound for the Red Ears, making his fifth start of the year, second one since moving into the rotation. 1-2 with a 5.87 ERA. And he's into his motion, and the pitch to Duffy is swung on and fouled down the right field line towards the corner. And out of play, and that is strike one. Right here's right fielder Taylor Trammell chased after that one, but couldn't run it down. It sailed out of play. So 0-1 the count. Now Elias with his next pitch, and it is an off-speed pitch that is a little low for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swung on, nubbed slowly to second, charged by VR, and he slings it sidearm style to first base for the out, and Duffy is retired. One away at the bottom of the first inning, Elias gets a weak grounder to his second baseman, Jonathan VR. Now Kian Wong will bat. Wong hitting .273 for the Bees with a .714 OPS, three home runs. Pitch from Elias to Kian Wong is a fastball called a strike. 92 mile per hour heater from Elias. Next pitch. Grounded past the diving Toro at third and into left field, and Wong has a base hit to the opposite field. And he's on with one out at the bottom of the first inning. Sharp grounder. Toro was drawn in a bit, too, to guard against a possible bunt hit, and that made it even harder for him to try to react in time to flag that sharp grounder down. So runner at first with one out, and now Michael Stefanik will hit. Stefanik batting .295, two homers, .777 OPS. He swings and hits a two-hopper to Toro. He goes to VR. There's one. On to first. There's two. The double play around the horn. Third to second to first. And that closes out the bottom of the first inning. Rowenis Elias with a scoreless bottom of the first. We head to the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the second inning of play. Michael Lorenzen on the mound for the Bees, and major leaguer on rehab. Walked the leadoff man in the first inning, but was able to strand a runner at third. Abraham Toro leads off the second for Tacoma. Switch hitter. He'll bat left-handed against Lorenzen. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side, and that's out of play. Strike one. Toro hitting 255 with two homers for Tacoma in 14 games. 798 OPS. He had a couple of hits last night, including a double, drove in a run. Bees put a dramatic shift on for Toro. 0-1 pitch, called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Three infielders on the right side, and the lone infielder on the left side is basically playing up the middle. 0-2 pitch to Toro is hit in the air to right field, and that'll be caught by Orlando Martinez, and one man is out in the top of the second inning. Toro flies to right, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe's batting 248 with 11 homers, 771 OPS. Was off yesterday. Had a hit here on Thursday, one for four in that game. And the pitch is swung on and rocked to left field. This is deep. It is back, and it is gone. Brian O'Keefe lines a homer to left field, and the Red Ears are on the scoreboard here at the top of the second inning. It is 1-0. O'Keefe with his 12th home run of this season and his first one in over a month, as he had not homered since July 23rd here in this ballpark, actually. And now he has hit one off of Lorenzen to put the Red Ears on the scoreboard here in the second inning. Now Eric Mejia lines the first pitch the other way. That's going to get down for extra bases. It'll go all the way to the fence. Dylan Thomas tracking it down. And Mejia checks in at second base with a double. His 22nd double of the year. And the Red Ears with some sharply hit balls here in the second inning. The homer by O'Keefe, and then a line drive double off the bat of Mejia going to the opposite field. And now Jonathan Villar is the batter. Villar, in just his 15th game with Tacoma, drills one to right center field. This is deep and back and gone. Jonathan Villar launches one out of here. His first home run as a member of the Red Ears. A two-run blast, and Tacoma makes it 3-0 in the top of the second inning as they are jumping on first pitches from Lorenzen. This one was a changeup. He threw out the first pitch to Villar, and Villar launched it. So 3-0 is the score. Right here's with the early lead in the top of the second inning, and now Derek Hill is the batter. Hill, 8-for-37 with Tacoma, and he swings at the first pitch and skies it to center, but that's playable, and Duggar makes the catch, and there are two men gone here in the second inning. That's four straight batters who have swung at the first pitch against Lorenzen. I think there's a strategy here that has been put in play. Now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. He walked in the first, not swinging at the first pitch at all. And he'll now bat for his second time. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is fouled at the plate. Oh, and to the count to Trammell. Red Ears with a couple of homers here in the top of the second inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Trammell waves at a breaking ball, and he has struck out for the final out at the top of the second inning. But three runs score for the Red Ears on three hits. There were no errors and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 0.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, 3-0 Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning here in Salt Lake City. Rowenis Elias on the mound. He pitched a scoreless first. He'll face the cleanup hitter for Salt Lake, former Rainier Dylan Thomas, to lead things off. So Thomas settles in, left-handed batter, hitting 297 in 80 games for Salt Lake, and he takes inside for a ball. Thomas ranks ninth in the league in batting average, sneaking in there on the back end of the top 10. He swings and misses at a breaking ball, and the count's even 1-1. Rowenis Elias, the lefty from Cuba, into his motion to the 1-1 pitch is a fastball inside. Two balls, one strike. Elias, 34 years old, in his third tenure with the Mariners organization, as here's a foul out of play by Thomas, and the count's even now, 2-2. Elias this year coming back from Tommy John surgery on his left elbow, and he's been healthy all the way through. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and it is a breaking ball up and in, a curve that misses. And the count is full now. Three balls, two strikes to Dylan Thomas. Payoff pitch from Elias. Another curve, and it's inside, ball four. And Elias walks the leadoff batter here at the bottom of the second inning. Dylan Thomas heads down to first base. And now Chad Wallach will be the batter. Wallach hitting 200 with eight homers, 640 OPS. And the pitch from Elias is a swing and a miss at a change. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Wallach. Right here, shift him. Three infielders on the left side. He hits one in the air to deep left. On the move is Lewis, but he can't get it. It takes a bounce and then hits the left field fence. Thomas is motoring around third. He is going to score. It's a double and an RBI for Chad Wallach. And the Bees are on the scoreboard. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1. Kyle Lewis in left field, giving chase. Couldn't run it down. As the ball landed on the warning track, bounced up, nearly went over the fence, which would have helped out the Red Ears, but alas, it hit near the top of the fence and stayed in play, so Thomas was able to score all the way from first base. Now Steven Duggar is the batter with a runner at second and no one out, and Elias's pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Rowenis Elias. And it's a curve. It's called a strike on the inside edge, and the count goes to 0-2. Elias looking for his first strikeout of the game. 0-2 pitch is pulled in the air towards the right field corner. Trammell over, and he has room and makes the catch. Tagging at second is Wallach. He will advance to third. Duggar flies out to the warning track in the right field corner, and that is the first out in the bottom of the second inning. This was a curveball from Elias that Duggar turned on and tried to pull out of here down the right field line. There's a short porch in the right field corner here in Salt Lake City, just 315 feet. The fence quickly gets quite deep after that. It goes out at a steep angle. So here's a pitch that misses to Gatewood. But Trammell able to make that play down there in the right field corner with a little room to spare. So 1-0 to Gatewood, power hitter, batting 234 with 17 homers. 780 OPS. Infield is in. Bouncer to third. Picked by Toro. Throws home. Tag applied. Nicely done by O'Keefe. And the Red Ears get the out at the plate. And aboard at first on a fielder's choice is Gatewood. Toro picked this grounder on the move. Threw home. His throw was high to home plate. And O'Keefe had to leap into the air to catch it. And then bring the tag down on Wallach sliding in. Great play by the Red Ears catcher, Brian O'Keefe. So two outs now and a runner at first. And Orlando Martinez is the batter. And Elias's pitch is swung on, grounded right to the second baseman, VR, who has it and throws out Martinez, and the inning is over. The Red Ears get out of it with just the one run scoring. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning of play. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Three to one is our score. Tacoma with the lead over Salt Lake. Some action early tonight. We head to the third inning. Evan White, Kyle Lewis, and Jared Kaldick to bat this inning against the right-hander, Michael Lorenzen. White flied out to right field earlier, and Lorenzen's pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Lorenzen, in his years with the Cincinnati Reds, earned a reputation as a pitcher who can hit. Here's a swing and a miss by White. 0-2 the count. And he actually hit seven homers in 133 at-bats in the big leagues when pitchers used to hit. As here's one down low to White, 1-2. And Lorenzen even had a 710 OPS for Cincinnati. And the Reds would occasionally use him as a pinch hitter or even an outfielder, although that was very infrequent. So here's one outside to White, and the count's even 2-2. Two-two pitch on its way, and it is swung on and fouled off. Still 2-2. Lorenzen's ability to both pitch and hit goes all the way back to his formative days as a baseball player when he was in college at Cal State Fullerton. He was on the watch list for the John Olerud Two-Way Player of the Year Award. Here's a swing and a liner down the right field line, and that's going to get down to the corner. Extra bases for White. Tracking it down is Martinez, and Evan White checks in at second base with a leadoff double in the top of the third inning. Evan White hitting it the other way, which is the direction that the majority of his hits have been going during this rehab assignment with Tacoma, including his homers. They're going to the opposite field. So he has a double to start things off in the third. And now Kyle Lewis is the batter. Lewis struck out swinging on off-speed pitches from Lorenzen in the first inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And a first pitch slider, there's strike one. Now the 0-1 coming to Lewis, and it's bounced foul. 0-2 the count. So Lewis behind in the count here. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back, still 0-2. Sun poking through the clouds now, which in terms of the game really only affects the left fielder right now. Everyone else in shadow, although deep fly balls to any field will end up in a sun field at the moment. Now pickoff play at second. White dives back in safely. The second baseman Wong sneaking in. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Kyle Lewis with a runner at second. Now a swing and a high fly to center. This is deep. Back on the ball is Duggar, and he leaps and makes the catch at the warning track. Tagging at second is White. He advances to third. And Kyle Lewis is the first out of the inning, a deep fly to center. Duggar went back to the edge of the warning track and realized he wasn't quite deep enough, and he had to jump in the air to haul it in. So one out and a runner at third for Kelnick. Infield drawn in and shifted, and the pitch to Kelnick is outside for a ball, 1-0. Kelnick grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 2-0 coming. And it is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. So 2-1 to Celtic. And the pitch from Lorenzen is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. So now Celtic will back out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there, 2-2 pitch, check, swing, foul. Kelnick got a piece of it to stay alive. Kelnick has been making a lot of contact recently, and this is a situation where he really wants to make contact to drive in that runner from third with only one out. The infield drawn partway in on the right side. But he does have two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Lorenzen's pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. They got him with an off-speed pitch. And for these days, that's a rare strikeout for Jared Celtic. Two down. And now Abraham Toro will be the batter for the Red Ears. Toro, switch hitter, bats left, and the pitch is an off-speed delivery over for a called strike, 0-1. Three-one right here, top of the third inning here in Salt Lake City. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes to Toro. And the pitch is up high. One and two. Now Lorenzen ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is outside of the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Rainier's looking for a two-out hit. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced foul on the first base side. Still 2-2. Lorenzen really pitches. He doesn't throw that many fastballs. Or at least he hasn't. And he's been as high as 96 on the gun. But he's thrown a lot of changeups. Here's his 2-2 on its way to Toro. And there's a fastball. 96 on the gun inside, ball three. So three balls, two strikes to Toro. The Red Ears have O'Keefe on deck. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a change, and Toro has struck out, ending the top of the third inning. A leadoff double doesn't lead to any runs. No runs on one hit and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tecoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers lead 3-1. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Rainiers with one more game here tomorrow at 12:05, and then they're done with the Bees for the 2022 season. Rowenis Elias will face Jake Palamaki, Matt Duffy, and Kian Wong here at the bottom of the third inning for Salt Lake. Palamaki, the number 9 hitter for the Bees, getting ready to bat right away here, and he's hitting .322 in 62 games for Salt Lake with an .803 OPS and an on-base percentage of .403. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Next pitch, swung on, hit in the air to left field. Kyle Lewis moving towards left center to the track, and he can't reach it, and it bounces on the track and goes up and over the fence. That's an automatic double for Palamaki. That's the kind of fly ball we're used to seeing be caught with the Red Ears' typical outfield. But Kyle Lewis getting a start in left field today, his first one in 3 weeks, and he doesn't move as well as he used to. And this ball bounced down the warning track and went over the fence. Matt Duffy now the batter. 4-for-31 on his rehab assignment. He's on the Angels injured list. And the pitch is a breaking ball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Duffy had a back injury that has caused him to miss 2 months for the Angels. And he swings and hits a tapper to the right side. Evan White has it. He underhands to Elias, who races Duffy to the bag. Close play, but they get the out. Palamaki advances to third with one out. So runner at third, one away for Kian Wong. Wong reached down an infield single in the first. There's the pitch with the infield in, and it's a fastball called a strike. Rainiers play the infield in with the lead here, and the two-run lead in the bottom of the third inning. Oh, one from Elias outside for a ball. Yeah, the 1-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss there, strike two. So 1-2 the count. Pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, foul tip at the plate. He just nicked it to stay alive. I thought that Elias had gotten him there. Wong is susceptible to the strikeout. He has fanned 98 times this year in 463 plate appearances. One ball, two strikes. Elias ready. And his pitch is in the dirt for a ball. And the count's even now, 2-2. A change up there from Rowenis Elias. Good crowd on hand here tonight in Salt Lake City. Biggest crowd of the series. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. So still two balls, two strikes, runner at third, one out. And Elias' pitch is swung on and fouled off down the third baseline again. Very similar to the last foul ball. 95 mile per hour heater there from Elias, and Wong able to get a piece of it and stay alive. Elias without a strikeout so far tonight. Now the 2-2 pitch again to Kian Wong. And it is just outside with a fastball. And the count goes full, 3-2. On deck is Michael Stefanik. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is swung on and lined, and a leaping grab at second base by Jonathan Villar. That is the second out of the inning, and the runner at third, Palamaki, has to hold right there. This was a rocket hit by Wong, and Villar, leaping to his right, flagged it down, and he's all smiles out there right now. So two men are gone, and now Michael Stefanik will hit. The infielder's back up to the normal depth. And the pitch from Elias is a curveball that is over for a called strike, going one. Stefanik grounded into a double play his first time up. Next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. So an even count. One and one the count. Elias trying to escape a jam here in the third. His next pitch swung on and looped out into shallow center, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Scoring from third is Palamaki, and Michael Stefanik has the two-out RBI single. It is now Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 2. Fastball from Elias, and just looped out into center. So the inning continues, and now Dylan Thomas is the batter. He walked and scored last inning, and he takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 coming from Elias. No, a toss to first, and back in standing up is Stefanik. Next pitch in the dirt and outside and through to the backstop, and O'Keefe has to go get the baseball, and Stefanik advances to second on the wild pitch. So now Salt Lake has the tying runner in scoring position at second with two outs at the bottom of the third inning. And a one ball, one strike count on Dylan Thomas. Elias trying to put an end to the third inning. In his last start, Elias went three innings. Elias is ready. Here's his 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul back. And that's strike two. His next pitch will be Elias's 40th of this game. He'd been working as a reliever all year, and manager Tim Fedorovich made it sound like Elias is just going to be in the rotation the rest of the way. He flip-flopped with Chris Mazza, who's now working out of the bullpen and is likely to pitch tonight. 1-2 pitch to Thomas is a fastball up high. Two balls, two strikes. So now the 2-2 pitch from Elias is on its way, and it is high, ball three. And Elias frustrated that that ball is staying up. Full count, three balls, two strikes to Thomas. Here comes the payoff pitch from Elias, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. We'll do it again, still three balls, two strikes. Ready, and the pitch is down and in. That is ball four. So Thomas draws his second walk of the game, and there are two on with two out for Chad Wallach, who hit a long double his last time up. Brian O'Keefe's going to go to the mound and talk things over with Rowenis Elias. Slow things down a little bit, give him a break for a moment, and figure out how they're gonna go about getting Chad Wallach out. And meanwhile, the Rainiers begin bullpen activity. A right-hander warming up, I think that's Mazza. Here's the pitch to Wallach, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. That is Mazza in the pen. 1-0 the count to Wallach, two on, two out. And Elias with his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And now Wallach swings and pops one up, and this is going to be playable. Evan White in foul ground in the coach's box makes the catch. And Wallach fouls out to the first baseman, and that does it for Salt Lake in the third inning. They get one run on two hits. There were no errors and two left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Three to two is our score. Tacoma with the lead over Salt Lake. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark on this Saturday night. Hey, make sure you make some plans to come out and join us at Cheney Stadium this coming week, because opportunities to see the Red Ears this year are starting to dwindle. Just 12 home games left, and half of them this coming week, Tuesday through Sunday at Cheney Stadium. Check TacomaRainiers.com for all the details. Brian O'Keefe leads off the fourth for the Red Ears against Michael Lorenzen. And Lorenzen's pitch is swung on and lined into right field, and there's a base hit for O'Keefe. A single to right, his second hit of the game. It's been a long time since he's had multiple hits. He's got to feel good right now. A homer and a sharp single, two for two. And he's on to get things started in the fourth. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. And Mejia looks out towards Lorenzen, and the Bees go into a shift with three infielders on the right side. Duffy, the lone fielder, on the third base side. And Mejia tries a drag bunt, but he yanks it foul, and that is strike one. Mejia doubled to left field his first time up. 0-1 to Mejia. Lorenzen may be nearing the end of his game. There's bullpen activity as the pitch is inside for a ball. Lorenzen has thrown 55 pitches now. Now the 1-1 pitch is yanked foul down towards the Bees bullpen, where Austin Warren is the right-hander warming up. So one ball, two strikes to Eric Mejia. And the pitch from Lorenzen is swung on and fouled back, and it is still one ball, two strikes. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. There were some serious dramatics in this league last night. All after we were off the air here in Salt Lake City, as the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, a changeup, and down goes Mejia. And Lorenzen has his fifth strikeout. One away, and now Jonathan Villar, who homered last time, gets ready to bat for his second time in this game. First place Reno and Sacramento were tied 2-2 after 9 yesterday, so they went to the 10th inning. As VR swings at the first pitch and sprays a single into center field, and O'Keefe takes second, and VR's 2-for-2 today. Each time VR has swung at the first pitch. And now Derek Hill will be the batter. Hill flied to center earlier. He's 0-for-1. So Reno, Sacramento, they were tied 2-2 after 9. They go to the 10th. Reno scores a run at the top of the 10th to go up 3-2. So now the pitch is outside to Hill. Sacramento tied it, and the rally continued, and they loaded up the bases and then won the game with two outs in the bottom of the 10th inning on a walk-off grand slam hit by Austin Dean. And the Rivercats beat Reno 7-3. So there's a strike to Hill. So there was a walk-off grand slam in Sacramento, and that was not the most impressive walk-off home run hit in the Pacific Coast League last night. With Reno losing that game on the walk-off grand slam that Austin Dean hit. Second place Vegas could have gained on them, but they did not. Vegas lost at home to Sugar Land 8-3. So Vegas is still eight games back. 1-1 to Hill. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So Hill's behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Hill goes down swinging on a Lorenzen changeup. Sixth strikeout for Michael Lorenzen, who's been getting a lot of swings and misses with that change tonight. And now Taylor Trammell is the batter. He has walked and struck out so far. Two on, two out, top of the fourth inning. Rainiers lead 3-2. Lorenzen is ready. And here's his pitch. And it is taken outside for a ball. So 1-0 the count to Trammell. And Lorenzen checks the runner at second. Here's his 1-0, and it is down and in. 2-0. Round Rock beat Albuquerque yesterday 10-5 in Albuquerque. The Express getting a grand slam off the bat of Davis Wenzel. And also three hits, a homer, and three runs batted in from Josh Smith. 2-0 pitch to Trammell. Swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. There's strike one. Round Rock picked up a game on... They kept the pace. I'm sorry. Kept the pace with first place Oklahoma City in the East, four games out. Oklahoma City was in the game of the night. First place, second place, Oklahoma City versus El Paso. Now the 2-1, swing and a foul back, 2-2. They were tied 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. James Outman up for Oklahoma City had already singled, doubled, and tripled in the game, and he hit a walk-off three-run home run to not only win the game but to also complete the cycle. 2-2 pitch fouled off by Trammell. Outman was 5-for-5 in the game. He drove in six of Oklahoma City's seven runs. He had the cycle with the walk-off three-run homer off the former big leaguer, Brandon Kinsler, who is with El Paso trying to work his way back up. Two on, two out, 2-2 pitch to Trammell. And it's outside, ball three. So Oklahoma City leads the East by 2.5 over El Paso and 4 over Round Rock. They also had a big start last night from one of the Dodgers' top pitching prospects, Bobby Miller, who just got bumped up to AAA. He allowed two runs in seven innings, gave up only five hits and one walk, struck out seven. Runners go, 3-2 pitch is hit on the ground on the third base side. The pitcher picks it up. Lorenzen, his throw to first is not in time. It's an infield single for Trammell. And the Rainiers have loaded the bases for Evan White. Trammell took a full swing and hit a little end-of-the-bat dribbler up the third baseline, and Lorenzen very athletically off the mound, picking it up, spinning and throwing to first, but couldn't get the ball to first base in time for the out on Trammell, who has an infield single. And that's it for Lorenzen. The Bees are going to the bullpen, and they're going to bring in Austin Warren to face Evan White with the bases loaded and two outs. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Our score is Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 2.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business.
staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We're in the top of the fourth inning. Tacoma leading Salt Lake by a score of 3-2, and the Rainiers have the bases loaded with two outs. Evan White coming to the plate. Salt Lake brings in right-hander Austin Warren for his 19th appearance in the minors this year. He's 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA. He's also spent quite a bit of time in the big leagues with the Angels this season. White settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Now the next pitch swung on and grounded foul first base side. White looking to come through in the clutch. Right here's Ev O'Keefe at third, VR at second, and Trammell at first. 0-2 from Warren is pulled sharply past the diving Palamaki and into left field, a base hit. O'Keefe scores. Here comes VR. The throw to the plate is offline, and it goes past the catcher to the backstop. And taking an extra base is Trammell. He ends up at third, and at second base is Evan White, and the Right ears lead it 5-2. An 0-2 pitch. Evan White pulls a shot past the diving shortstop, brings in a couple of runs, and then the Red Ears take an extra base when the throw home was wayward. So now Kyle Lewis will bat with runners at second and third. An error has been charged to Dylan Thomas for that throw that got past the catcher. And the pitch to Kyle is a swing and a foul out of play. There's strike one. Lewis is 0-2 today. Now the pitch is a foul out of play. And Lewis is behind in the count 0-2, just like Evan White was. Now here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it is outside for a ball, 1-2 to Kyle Lewis. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards right center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Trammell scores. Right behind him is White. It's a two-run single for Kyle Lewis. The Red Ears have scored 4 runs here in the fourth, all on 2-out hits, and Tacoma leads it 7-2. Kyle Lewis with the 2-run single to right center. And now Jared Kaldick will try to keep it going. This is 3 straight 2-out hits, the last 2 of which have driven in 2 runs each. And now Kaldick's 0-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Well, three of these runs get charged to Lorenzen. The book is closed on him. He went 3 2/3 innings, allowed 7 hits, 6 runs all earned. Walked 1, struck out 6. 0-1 to Celtic is bounced foul first base side, and Celtic's behind the count 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is down low. Celtic lays off of that. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Celtic steps out for a moment. Now he gets back in the batter's box once again. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air, but not very far. Shallow center field. There are 3 players out there who could catch it. It's going to be the third baseman, Duffy, who was shifted out in that general area. And Celtic pops up to him to end the inning. But the Red Ears get 4 runs at the top of the 4th inning, and they do it with 5 singles. There was an error and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the 4th inning. It's Tecumseh 7, Salt Lake 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tecumseh Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, the Red Ears open it up a bit and now lead 7-2 as we go to the bottom of the 4th inning. Rowenis Elias will take the mound to begin this inning and face Steven Duggar, Jake Gatewood, and Orlando Martinez. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a called strike to Steven Duggar, 0-1 the count. Next offering from Elias, swung on and popped up foul behind the plate, but that's going to get into the seats out of play. So Elias ahead in the count on Duggar, no balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. So a ball of 2 strikes to Steven Duggar. Flied out to the right field corner. His first time up. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right field again, but this time more towards right center and deeper. Trammell, though, will have room, and he makes the catch. And Duggar flies out to right. 1 out in the bottom of the 4th. And now Gatewood is the hitter. Gatewood bounced to the third baseman his last time up. 0 for 1. Yeah, the pitch from Elias is swung on and fouled back. Getting close to sunset here in Salt Lake City. Not quite yet, but soon. It's getting low in the skies. The 0-1 pitch is up high for a ball. Now the pitch is grounded to short, and that's scooped up by the charging Mejia, and he throws to first for the out, and two men are gone at the bottom of the fourth inning. Elias gets Gatewood on a bouncer to short. And now Orlando Martinez will be the batter. Martinez, left-hand batter. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next one misses, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. In on it is Lewis, now moving towards the foul line, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Martinez flies out to left field. Three up, three down. Rowenis Elias sets him down in order. We go to the fifth. It is Tecoma 7, Salt Lake 2.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We head to the fifth inning in Salt Lake City. It's Tecoma 7, Salt Lake Bees 2. Rainier's looking to add on here at the top of the fifth. They'll send Abraham Toro, Brian O'Keefe, and Eric Mejia to the plate. Against right-hander Austin Warren, who came in and got the final out in the fourth inning, although it took him three batters to do it. Here's his first pitch to Toro, and it's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. And there's a strike, and it's 0-2 to Toro. Now the 0-2 pitch, swung on, grounded up the middle, backhand pickup by Palamaki, who was shifted to the right side, and the shortstop throws out Toro, and there's the first out in the top of the fifth inning. Abraham Toro grounds out, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 2 for 2 with a homer and a single. both coming off of Michael Lorenzen. And in each case, O'Keefe swung at the first pitch. Now he faces a different pitcher in Warren. Goes into his motion, and the pitch to O'Keefe is taken low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count to O'Keefe. Next pitch, outside and in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to O'Keefe. Now the 2-0. Inside, ball three. And this one is swung on and chopped to short on two hops. Palamaki has it, and he throws out O'Keefe. And a couple of grounders handled by the Salt Lake shortstop, and two men are gone in the top of the fifth inning. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Hey, tomorrow's game, the series finale, is at 12:05 Pacific time. Darren McCackett on the mound against Jansen Junk, the Federal Way native who's with the Bees, and he'll be starting tomorrow. Pitch to Mejia is a swing and a miss. We'll be on the air early, too, on Sundays. We are doing the Tim Fedorovich Show with the Rainiers manager, so tune in early for that. We'll begin at 11:50 Pacific time. Ooh, Mejia hits one deep to center field. Racing back is Duggar at the track, and he makes the catch right in front of the fence, 420 feet from home plate. And Mejia is the final out in the top of the fifth inning. Rainiers go in order for the first time today. Three up, three down, although Mejia really gave that ball a ride. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Tecoma 7, Salt Lake 2.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep. You'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
On we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tecoma 7, Salt Lake 2. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Chris Mazza, in from the bullpen to make his 10th appearance for the Rainiers. Third out of the pen. He's made seven starts. Mazza is 3-3 with a 7.67 ERA in 27 innings. He struck out 25 and walked 9. He's on in relief of Rowenis Elias, who started and went four innings, allowed four hits and two runs. Elias walked two, no strikeouts today. So Mazza ready to face Jake Palamaki, leading things off. Switch hitter bats left, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. First pitch slider from Mazza upon entering the game. Now the 0-1 is on its way, and this one is high. One ball, one strike. Mazza, the veteran, 32 years old, with a 1-1 to Palamaki, and it is in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. One-two pitch coming. And it is swung on, grounded to the right side. VR has it, and the Rainier second baseman throws out Palamaki at first base. And one man is out in the bottom of the fifth. And now Matt Duffy will be the batter. Good to see Mazza get a grounder from the first batter he faces. He's been homer prone since joining the Rainiers, allowing 9 of them in 27 innings. And, you know, we're at high elevation here in Salt Lake City, so getting the ground balls be a real benefit for him. Matt Duffy now the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Salt Lake with bullpen activity. Rob Zastrzyzny is warming up. Now here's one down low for a ball. One ball, one strike to Duffy. Here comes the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Mazza gets ahead of Duffy. Duffy took a big cut there and came up empty. So 1-2 the count. Now Mazza with a 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. So one ball, two strikes to Duffy with one out. Kian Wong, the on-deck batter. Here comes the pitch from Mazza, and it is a little low. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to shallow right. Back is VR, in is Trammell, and VR is the man who's going to make the catch. And that is out number two. Duffy pops up, two down. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. Wong's 1-for-2 with a single. And the pitch is swung on and bounced to the second baseman, VR, who fields it and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Everyone hit the ball to VR, and three up, three down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two ground outs and a pop-up, all handled by the Rainiers' second baseman. We go to the sixth inning of play now here in Salt Lake City with the score Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 2 is our score, and we go to the sixth inning of play here in Salt Lake City, Utah. New pitcher in for the Bees to make his Salt Lake debut. It is left-hander Rob Zastrzyzny. And if you're keeping score and you need me to spell that for you, good luck. Anyone with more than one Z in their name, you just give up. Here's a swing and a miss by VR. Actually, hang on. We have a pitcher in this game on each team who has two Z's in their last name, and they're pitching at the same time. Here's one high to VR. Zastrzyzny for Salt Lake, and Chris Mazza for the Red Hairs has a double Z. It is the sixth inning, and the 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball. 2-1. Rob Zastrzyzny just claimed off waivers by the Angels from the Mets, where he had primarily been pitching for their AAA team, Syracuse, but got called up, pitched in one game for the Mets, one inning. As now here's a line shot into left field, and it's Jonathan Villar's third hit of this game, a clean single to left fielder Dylan Thomas, and Villar is aboard to get things started here in the sixth. It's 3-for-3 with a two-run homer. Now Derek Hill will be the batter. Hill's 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Now at Syracuse, Zastrzyzny had a 3.61 ERA in 47 and a third innings with 59 strikeouts. He had a nice stat line there. Here's his pitch to Derek Hill, and it is taken up and away for a ball. We've seen Zastrzyzny pitch against the Red Ears in the past with the Iowa Cubs back when they were in the PCL. As the Cubs were Zastrzyzny's original organization that brought him to the big leagues for the first time in 2016. So now a toss to first base and back in safely as VR.
Hey, Hill, you're a lightweight.
Now Zastrzyzny with the pitch, runner goes, pitches up high, throw to second base, not in time, and the ball gets through into center field, and VR is going to go all the way to third. So VR steals second base, takes third when Wallach's throw skipped past Tian Wong, who was covering the bag. And now there's a runner at third, and the count's 2-0 on Hill. Now the 2-0 pitch with the infield in is swatted into the air to center field, and Duggar will make the catch, tagging at third is VR. He will score, and the Red Ears make it an 8-2 lead. Sacrifice fly off the bat of Derek Hill, and that gives the Red Ears a 6-run lead. Really a VR run there. He singled, stole second, went to third when the throw went into center field, and then scored on Hill's sac fly. Now the pitch to Trammell is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now as Strizny with the pitch to Trammell, and this is called a strike, 0-2. Now a little tapper up the third baseline, and it trickles and goes foul. That exact type of batted ball worked for Trammell when he had an infield single in the fourth inning. That was part of the Red Ears' four-run rally. Pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now a check swing foul out of play. Still 1-2. The 1-2 pitch outside of the dirt for a ball, 2-2. So an even count. Time called as a pitch clock violation has been called on Zistrizny. So that is ball three to Trammell. And now the payoff pitch is swung on and popped up foul, third base side, but that'll get in the seats out of play. Pitch swung on and yanked into right field. There's a base hit for Trammell, his second hit of the game. Takes the turn at first and holds there as Orlando Martinez fires the ball back in. So a one-out single for Trammell, who has reached for his third time today. And now Evan White is the batter. White, 2-for-3 in this game with a single, a double, a run scored, and two runs batted in. And the pitch is lined into left center field, and that's going to get through to the fence and go all the way to the wall. Trammell is being waved around third, and he's going to score. Evan White with the double and the RBI. And Tacoma makes it a 9-2 lead over the Salt Lake Bees. Evan White with a three-hit game today. And three runs batted in as well. Kyle Lewis will now bat. He's 1-for-3 with a two-run single. There's the pitch from Zistrizny. No, he bluffs a move to second instead, but does not throw over there. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0 to Lewis. Now a swing and a bouncer back to the mound, and they've got White in a rundown between third and second, and they're chasing him towards third. Now he's going to get tagged out, and the batter, Lewis, ends up at first base. And there are two outs in the inning. Zastrzyzny fielded the grounder, threw it to the third baseman, Duffy, who then chased White back towards second, and they got him in a rundown, and he was tagged out by Kian Wong, the second baseman. 1-5-4 on the play. And Lewis reaches first on a fielder's choice, and there are now two outs for Jared Kelnick. Kelnick 0-for-3 today. He hasn't gotten in on the fun. The Rainiers with 9 runs on 12 hits right now. And Kelnick swings and fouls off the first pitch. Kelnick and Toro hitting 4 and 5 in the order, both 0-for-3 during this offensive eruption. Can't quite call it team-wide yet, but there's still a few innings to go for these guys to get their hits. Next pitch is line down the right field line, foul. First base side. 0-2 the count. So 0-2 the count to Kelnick. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Lewis with his lead at first, big shift on defensively with Kelnick at the plate, and the pitch is a fastball outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and popped up towards the third baseman, Duffy, who makes the catch, and Kelnick is out and the inning is over. Rainiers tack on 2 more runs in the sixth, though. 2 runs on 3 hits. There was an error and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 2.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 2. And the Rainiers have made a change on defense. Marcus Wilson replaces Kyle Lewis in left field. So Lewis batting third in the order, and Lewis Dunn and Wilson batting third in the order in Lewis's spot. And now playing left. First pitch from Chris Mazza misses to Stefanik, ball one. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and bounced back to the mound, knocked down by Mazza, but he calmly picks up the baseball and throws to first in time to get Stefanik, and one man is out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Dylan Thomas is the batter. Thomas has walked in both of his plate appearances in this game, both of which came against the Rainiers starter, Rowenis Elias, who pitched the first four innings tonight. And the pitch to Thomas from Mazza is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Mariners taking on the Cleveland Guardians again tonight. Not yet underway in Seattle. So here's a swing and a miss by Thomas. A late start today, a delayed start because of the induction of Ichiro into the Mariners Hall of Fame, which happened in a pregame ceremony in Seattle today. So now the 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Ichiro, an all-time great, not just for the Mariners, but in the history of the game. Now the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Counts even 2-2. Ichiro truly a global superstar too, with all the success he had in his native Japan and then becoming a Hall of Fame player in the United States as well. And he will get into the Cooperstown Major League Baseball Hall of Fame as soon as he's eligible, which I think is 2025. Does that sound right? I think so. 2-2 pitch to Thomas is hit in the air to left, and Marcus Wilson, newly entering the game, is there to make the catch, and Thomas flies out, two away at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Chad Wallach will be the batter. Wallach's 1-for-2 with a double so far. Right-hand batter Wallach. Mazza with his pitch. And it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. And the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is hit in the air towards left. Here comes Wilson on the run, and he makes the catch, charging in to shallow left center, and he gloves it for the final out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Chris Mazza sets him down in order. Three up, three down, and we go to the seventh inning of play here in Salt Lake City with the score, Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 2.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Did you get the Clement Horizon clean last night? I don't want another barnacle incident. Where's Ivan?
Kiki's head of docking operations just jumped ship.
What do you mean he's sailing around the world?
She needs a new marina manager to help keep her head above water.
Yeah, the tide's perfect, but we are slammed.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
On we go to the seventh inning of play. Red Deers leading Salt Lake 9-2. New pitcher for Salt Lake, right-hander Robinson Pina, who is in just his third AAA game today. And AAA has been very difficult for him so far. And his first pitch to Abraham Toro is inside for a ball. Pina has pitched 2 2/3 innings and allowed 11 runs on 8 hits and 6 walks, including 4 homers. Yikes. 1-0 pitch inside to Toro, ball two. Pina, 6'4", right-hander from the Dominican, just 23 years old, and has been rapidly moved up the ladder by the Angels. Now the pitch is taken for ball three, 3-0. Pitches, high ball four. Toro just standing there watching four pitches go by, and he draws a walk, so he reaches for his first time today. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe, 2-for-3 tonight with a homer and a single. Pina has already drawn a visit from his pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas. O'Keefe settles into the batter's box. Now the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Right here's with some bullpen activity now. Nick Margavichus is warming up. One-oh pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. Count goes to 1-1. Now this pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No. 2-1 the count to O'Keefe. And this pitch sends O'Keefe bending his body out of the way, and it's ball three. 3-1 the count. Now the 3-1 pitch to O'Keefe is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes full, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes to O'Keefe. And the pitch is swung on. It pulled to third. Fielded there. Caught on the fly there by the third baseman, Duffy. And that is the first out of the inning. He reached down across his body, backhand style, and picked it just before it bounced, or would have bounced. And to be honest, the Bees would have been better off if he short-hopped that ball. They could have started a double play, but he caught it on the fly, so that is out number one. Pitch to Mejia is a swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. Eric Mejia, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored today. Next pitch is yanked foul down the first baseline. Past first base coach Seth Mejia Spreen. 0-2 the count to Mejia. Now here comes the next pitch and it's down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Mejia goes down swinging. And there's the second out here in the seventh inning. Now Jonathan Villar will bat for his fourth time. He's 3-for-3 in this game. The pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch in there for a called strike. It's 0-2. So VR behind in the count, no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and cranked into the alleyway in right center field. Back this ball goes, and it is going to short hop the fence. Coming to third is Toro. They will wave him in. VR's around second. He's on his way to third, and he's in there with a stand-up triple. It is 10-2 Tacoma. Jonathan Villar triples to the gap in right center field. And he is now 4-for-4 tonight with two singles, a triple, and a homer. He will be on cycle watch if he batches again, and pretty good chance of that too, although not a guarantee. So a runner at third, two outs for Derek Hill. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Hill's 0-for-2 with a sac fly and an RBI. Now the 0-1 hit in the air to left field, and lining it up is Thomas, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Raiders get one run in the top of the seventh inning on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Our score is Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 2.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Salt Lake City. The Tacoma Rainiers leading the Bees 10-2. And the Rainiers go to the bullpen, bring in Nick Margavichus to work the bottom of the seventh inning. He replaces Chris Mazza, who was outstanding today. Six up, six down over two scoreless innings. No strikeouts, just a whole lot of weak contact. So Margavichus ready to go to work and face Steven Duggar, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Margavichus is appearing in his 28th game, 0-4 with a 7.65 ERA. Margavichus with the next pitch to Duggar, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Margavichus in a comeback season this year, coming back from surgery and been healthy. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Down goes Duggar, and Margavichus takes care of him on just three pitches. What a way. And now Jake Gatewood will be the batter. Margavichus, 26-year-old, southpaw, 6'5", 220. Is ready to face Gatewood, and the pitch is called a strike. 0-1 the count. We're going to take a look at our Seattle Mariner farm report now. As the 0-1 to Gatewood is swung on and lined into left field, a base hit for Gatewood. Marcus Wilson collects the baseball and sends it back in. First hit for the Bees since the third inning. Gatewood with a single to left. And now Orlando Martinez is the batter. All right, the M's double-A team, Arkansas, won yesterday, beat Tulsa 10-4. 2020 first-round draft pick Emerson Hancock got the start last night. Wasn't his most effective outing, but he did get the win. So here's a swing and a miss by Martinez. Hancock allowed four runs in five innings through 95 pitches. He's now 6-4 with a 3.29 ERA for AA Arkansas. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two to Martinez. The bullpen there tossed four scoreless innings last night, including a scoreless inning from right-hander Juan Ten, who's been injured most of the season, just recently came back. So here's one down and in for a ball to Martinez. Ten is a member of the Mariners' 40-man roster, and good to see him back on the hill, even in a relief role at AA Arkansas. 1-2 pitch is popped up, foul, third base side, and that's out of play. And the AA shortstop, Riley Unroe, was 3-for-4 yesterday with two singles, a double, a walk, two stolen bases, two runs scored, and two runs batted in. He had two of everything. Now the 1-2 to Martinez, popped up left side. This one might be playable. Toro in foul ground does have room, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Orlando Martinez fouls out to third baseman Abraham Toro. And now Jake Palamaki will be the hitter. Mariners, advanced Class A Everett affiliate, beat Spokane yesterday 6-4. Good start by right-hander Logan Reinhardt, who allowed one run in six innings, picked up the win. And Robert Perez Jr. had two hits and an RBI as there's a strike to Palamaki. He now has 104 runs batted in this year between Modesto and Everett. Leads the entire organization in that category. Here's one down low to Palamaki, 1-1. And Loe Modesto lost yesterday to San Jose 6-2, but we get to mention Axel Sanchez, who had two hits, including a double, and is hitting .379 for Loe Modesto. Our guy Axel. Here's a swing and a miss by Palamaki. Axel Sanchez, 19 years old, from the Dominican Republic. We've seen a lot of players from the Dominican named Elvis. So 1-2 is outside for a ball, 2-2. Got to think they're named after Elvis Presley, right? Well, maybe the new trend is to name your kids after Axl Rose? I don't know, just throwing it out there. Axel Sanchez crushing it for Modesto. 2-2 pitch outside, ball three. Full count to Palamaki, so the runner's going to be off with the pitch. .32 pitch with the runner going is just off the plate outside, ball four. So Gatewood takes second and Palamaki draws the walk, and there are two on with two out for Matt Duffy. Pitch to Duffy is in there for a strike, going one the count. So Margavichus gets ahead. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and cued down the right field line, foul by inches. And the Rainiers breathe a sigh of relief. That would have scored a couple runs had it been fair, and it just needed to be a foot or two to the left to be a fair ball. So 0-2 the count to Duffy. And the pitch is down low for a ball. And the 1-2 grounded sharply off the glove of Evan White and into right field, a base hit. Coming around third is Gatewood. He's going to score. Going to third base is Palamaki. Duffy is on, and it is 10-3. A hard chopper to the right side that kicked off the heel of Evan White's glove and went into right field. And White got caught between hops, and it was a sharply hit ball, and they have credited the batter Duffy with a base hit. So it's 10-3, and runners are at the corners with two outs for Kian Wong. Wong's 1-for-3 with a single so far. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the left field line. Over and foul ground is Wilson, but it's out of play in the seats. So 0-1 the count to Kian Wong. And Next pitch is hit in the air to left. This is shallow, and it's going to drop for a hit. Wilson fields it on a hop. Scoring from third is Palamaki. Duffy stops at second. It's a two-out RBI single for Wong. Now it's 10-4, and Stefanik's coming up. And the Rainiers need to stop the bleeding here. Salt Lake's in a position where they could hit one out of the park and feel like they're right back in the game. Stefanik's 1-for-3, had an RBI single in the third inning. Margavichus with the pitch, and it is taken on the outside edge for a called strike, 0-1. Action has started in the Rainiers bullpen. Patrick Weigel is warming up. 0-1 pitch is a fastball up high. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch, high for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is on its way, and it is outside, ball three. On deck is Dylan Thomas. Three and one the count to Stefanik, and now he calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. And the pitch, swing and a foul back. That brings the count 4-3-2. Well, the runners will be off with the pitch. Duffy from second, Wong from first. 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four, and they're loaded up. Base is loaded for Dylan Thomas. With two outs, time called. The Rainiers fill-in pitching coach for this series, Ken Roberts, is on his way to the mound to talk to Margavichus. Roberts filling in for Alon Leishman, who is off this week. And Roberts, the Seattle Mariners pitching strategist, that's his title. And he goes out there just to chat with Margavichus and O'Keefe a little bit. Conference on the mound was quick. Well, Dylan Thomas has been to the plate three times in this game. He's walked twice and he has flied out, so he's just 0-for-1. Left versus left, Margavichus' pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. This is probably going to be Margavichus' last batter with Weigel warming up in the pen and a right-handed hitter, Wallach, on deck. And here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's inside, ball two. As we know from watching him all last year, Dylan Thomas is a patient hitter. And he's now ahead of the count, 2-0. Former Rainier, part of the Rainiers championship squad of 2021. 2-0 pitch is a check swing. He did not go around, and it was inside, ball three. So 3-0 to Thomas. And here's the 3-0 pitch, and it is a called strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the 3-1's coming to Thomas, and it is swung on, it bounced to second, VR has it, he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Margavichus gets Dylan Thomas to bounce out to second baseman Jonathan Villar, and that closes out the seventh inning. Salt Lake settles for two runs on three hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 4.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the eighth inning, and Tacoma leads this game in Salt Lake City 10-4. And the Raiders have the top of the order coming up. It'll be Taylor Trammell, Evan White, and Marcus Wilson to face the new pitcher, right-hander Luis Lado. Lado appearing in his sixth game since joining the Bees. He's allowed just one run in 5 2/3 innings, 2-0 with a 1.59 ERA. Lado to face Trammell, who has reached three times tonight, and the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Trammell has two singles and a walk. He has stolen a base. He has scored two runs. 1-0 the count to Taylor Trammell. Next pitch is a fastball called a strike. 97-mile-per-hour heater from Lado. Luis Lado, L-E-D-O. Now the 1-1. Swung on and hit on one hop to the shifted third baseman Duffy, who fields it and throws out Trammell at first base, and one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. So Taylor Trammell bounces out, and now Evan White will be the batter. White's having a ball game, 3-for-4 with two doubles, a run scored, and three runs batted in. So many of his hits have come to the opposite field on this rehab assignment. It was good to see him yank one into left center his last time up. He takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is on its way, and it is in for a strike. 1-1 to White. Leto with his pitch, and it is chopped hard to third and off the glove of Duffy, and the ball trickles into shallow left field, and White is aboard at first base. So Evan White is on. We'll see how they score this. He hit it pretty sharply, but Duffy should have fielded that. It went right off the heel of his glove, and they are hitting him with an error. So Evan White reaches on the E5, error on the third baseman. Now Marcus Wilson is the batter. He hit a two-run homer in his last at-bat, which came with two outs in the ninth inning yesterday. He didn't enter this game until the bottom of the sixth inning defensively for left fielder Kyle Lewis. Leto's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Wilson's hitting .214 with 14 home runs and a .791 OPS. Oh. Now the 1-0 is high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Weigel's still throwing in the Rainier's pen. Looks like he's going to get the bottom of the eighth. 2-0 pitch to Wilson. Swing and a miss, so the count goes to 2-1. Wilson looks out towards Leto. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch, called a strike. Count goes even now, 2-2. Leto's got a power arm. Upper 90s on the gun. 2-2 pitch. Low for a ball. And the count goes full, 3-2. Three, two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Wilson is the second out in the top of the eighth inning. So Leto gets the strikeout, two down, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick, who has carried the load for the right ears so often this year offensively, is letting the other guys do it today. He's 0 for 4, while his teammates have scored 10 runs on 13 hits. Pitch from Leto is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. So one ball, no strikes to Jared Kelnick. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Even count now, 1-1. Fan just made a really top-notch effort to get that foul ball. He was everywhere. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Ran down about six rows through the aisle. Jumped onto the roof of the dugout. The foul ball had bounced down there. Sprawled out on his belly on the dugout to grab it. Then went back to his seat like eight rows up. Kelnick gets a roller foul on the third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. So still one ball, two strikes. Two outs, runner at first base. We're at the top of the eighth inning. And the pitch misses down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Jared Kelnick. And Leto with his pitch. And it is swung on, grounded to the right side, fielded by the shifted second baseman, Wong, and he throws out Kelnick, and that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. No runs or hits, there was an error, and one runner left on base, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tecoma 10, Salt Lake 4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 4. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Patrick Weigel, in from the pen to try to keep this game in control for the Red Ears. Here's his first pitch to Chad Wallach, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch from Weigel is a check swing foul tip, strike two. Weigel's appearing in his team-leading 44th game. He's 3-5 with a 4.25 ERA. 48 and two-thirds innings pitched, has allowed 38 hits. Struck out 53, walked 30. And the pitch is bounced foul, third base side. Still 0-2. So 0-2. And now a swing and a little chopper to third. That's handled by Toro, and he straightens up and fires to first in time to get Wallach, and one man is out in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Weigel retires the first batter he faces on a bouncer to the third baseman. And now Steven Duggar is the hitter. Mariners with an early 1-0 lead over Cleveland. Second inning homer by Eugenio Suarez. Here's one inside to Duggar. Now a swing and a little bouncer to second base, and fielding that one is VR, and he throws out Duggar at first, and two men are gone in the eighth. VR, by the way, is a double away from hitting for this cycle. He still is not guaranteed another at bat. He's due up fourth in the ninth inning, so he's got a chance. He's going to need one of his teammates to get on, though. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One-oh pitch coming to Gatewood. And there's a swing and a miss, and counts even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, breaking ball over for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch, fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch, outside, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Weigel trying to work a clean inning here. His pitch to Gatewood is swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. Mariners game just underway. They've already had a good day in the wild card standings with the results of other games earlier today as the 2-2 is fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays lost to the Angels 2-0. Ohtani shut them down. Tampa Bay lost to the Red Sox 5-1. 42-year-old Rich Hill shut them down with 11 strikeouts. 2-2 to Gatewood, inside, ball three. The Orioles, though, they keep winning, and they're not only winning, they're beating the Astros these days. They took down Houston today 3-1. They're only a game behind, 1.5 games behind Toronto and 2 games behind Tampa. Three, two to Gatewood, grounded, foul, third base side. So three balls, two strikes. Again, the full count pitch is coming. And it is swung on and hit high in the air to left field. Marcus Wilson moving towards the warning track, but shy of the track, and he makes the catch. And Gatewood is out, and that does it for Salt Lake in the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. And we head to the ninth with the score. Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 4.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the ninth. It is Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 4, and the Rainiers with one last chance to add on. They're going to send to the plate Abraham Toro, Brian O'Keefe, and Eric Mejia. New pitcher for Salt Lake is right-hander Ty Buttrey, who is in his 32nd appearance, no record of 5.61 ERA. Abraham Toro, the batter, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 from Buttrey is swung on, grounded right to Duffy. The third baseman shifted up the middle. He fields it and throws out Toro, and one man is out in the ninth. Brian O'Keefe will now bat. Rainiers need someone to reach to give Jonathan Villar a chance to hit for the cycle. VR just needs a double. No Tacoma player has hit for the cycle since Carlos Trienfell in 2013. O'Keefe swings at the first pitch, grounds it fair down the third baseline. Duffy fields it, long throw to first, in time to get O'Keefe. Two away in the ninth on grounders to the third baseman Duffy. That was a nice play on that one. He had to make a really long throw. So two away, and now Eric Mejia is the bat. It appears that Steckenrider is throwing in the Rainiers bullpen. Pitch to Mejia is called a strike, 0-1 the count. One pitch, grounded back to the mound. Buttrey fields it. VR is going to get left hanging in the on-deck circle. Mejia is out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning with the score, Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 4.
When was the last time you changed your spark plugs? Replacing your spark plugs can restore the efficiency and performance of your vehicle. Stop by and get a $12 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase four or more select Iridium spark plugs. Get better performance with new spark plugs from your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rainiers are three outs away from a victory. They bring in Drew Steckenrider from the bullpen to try to close it out. He's on in relief of Patrick Weigel, who worked a three up, three down eighth inning. No strikeouts for Patrick tonight. Steckenrider ready to face Orlando Martinez, and Steckenrider's first pitch to the left-hand swinger is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. This is Steckenrider's 16th appearance for Tacoma. No record, three saves, a 4.11 ERA, 15 and a third innings. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Steckenrider led the Mariners in saves last year. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. This year he kind of got off to a slow start with the M's and was DFA'd and outrighted to Tacoma. He's been with the Rainiers since, but he was hurt for a while, spent a chunk of time on the IL. So here's a swing and a foul back by Martinez. And since coming back and getting back in the flow of pitching again, seems like Steckenrider's stuff has picked up a little bit. He's hitting 95, 96 on the gun more frequently. Here's the 1-2 to Martinez, and it is hit in the air to left field. Backpedaling is Wilson. Now he's just waiting, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Martinez flies to left. One out, and now Jake Palamaki is the batter. Palamaki, a former high school teammate of Taylor Trammell. Mount Perrin High School in Kennesaw, Georgia. One for two with a double and a walk. Two runs scored today. And the pitch to Palamaki is in there for a strike. Palamaki's 2 years older than Trammell. They posed for a picture before the game the other day here. So here's a swing and a miss. 0-2 to Palamaki, who's in his first Triple-A season. He's having a good year for Salt Lake. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced slowly up the middle. Charged and fielded by Mejia, the shortstop, and he throws out Palamaki at first base, and there are two away in the ninth. And the Red Ears are an out away from victory. The batter will be Matt Duffy, who is 1-for-4 with an RBI single his last time that he batted. Steckenrider with the pitch, and it is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch, laced foul down the right field line, and the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Two down in the ninth. Rainiers lead 10-4. They've been in control of this game since the fourth inning. So here's one down and in for a ball to Duffy. 2-1 now. Rainiers led 3-2 going to the fourth, and they scored four runs in the fourth inning, all on two out hits. 2-1 pitch grounded sharply. Mejia can't get it. It's through into left center, a base hit. And Duffy takes a big turn at first and holds there with a two-out single. So Matt Duffy has his second hit of the night. And now Kian Wong will be the batter, and this one is not in the books just yet. Wong's 2-for-4 with a couple of singles and an RBI. Now the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Next pitch is sprayed up the middle. Mejia flags it down, spins, fires to first, in time for the out, and that's the ball game. Nice play by Eric Mejia at shortstop, and he needed all of his impressive arm strength there to throw out Wong and put an end to this one. The Red Ears victorious tonight. 10-4 is the final score, and the Red Ears take a 3-2 advantage in this series, and they look to win the series in the finale tomorrow at 12.05 p.m. Pacific time. Red Ears 10, Salt Lake Bees 4. Is our final score. We'll recap the scoring and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard and the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Rainiers win. They beat Salt Lake 10-4, the final score today. And Tacoma moves ahead of this series 3-2 going into the finale tomorrow at 12:05 Pacific time. A lot of scoring early for the Rainiers today. It began in the second inning. They're facing rehabbing Angels starting pitcher Michael Lorenzen, who worked a scoreless first. But in the second, with one out, Brian O'Keefe hit the first pitch he saw over the wall in left field for his 12th homer of the year, and the Rainiers were up one zip. Then Eric Mejia hit the first pitch he saw to the fence in left field for a double. And then Jonathan Villar hit the first pitch he saw out of the park to right center, a two-run shot. And it was 3-0 Tacoma in the second inning. Villar with his first home run as a member of the Rainiers and the start of a big day for him. Rowenis Elias allowed a run in the second inning on an RBI double by Chad Wallach, and then another run crossed the plate in the third on a two-out RBI single by Michael Stefanik. It was 3-2 when we went to the fourth. This is when the Rainiers really took charge of the game. Brian O'Keefe led off with a base hit, and with one out, VR singled up the middle. Lorenzen struck out Hill. There were two down for Taylor Trammell, who took a full swing at a pitch and hit a little nubber up the third baseline, beat it out for an infield single that loaded the bases, and that also chased Michael Lorenzen. The rehabber was done. They went to the bullpen, brought in Austin Warren, and the Rainiers got two run singles against Warren. Evan White was first with a single to left field that brought in a pair, and then Kyle Lewis was next, driving one to right center to bring in two more runs. Four runs scored on two out hits in the fourth inning. Tacoma was ahead 7-2 and cruising. Elias finished the fourth inning. He ended up going four innings, allowing two runs. Chris Mazza pitched perfect ball in both the fifth and the sixth. Tacoma tacked on two more runs in the top of the sixth inning. A sack fly from Derek Hill scoring VR, who had singled and stolen second and gone to third on an error. And then Trammell got his second hit of the game, a base hit to right. And Evan White doubled to deep left center field, his third hit of the game. That scored Trammell from first base, and the Rainiers were ahead 9-2 in the sixth inning. And then in the seventh inning, after Toro drew a leadoff walk, two outs later, VR was at the plate. He tripled to the gap in right center field and scored Toro from first to make it 10-2. And Jonathan VR finishes today 4-for-4 with two singles, a triple, a homer, three runs scored, and three runs batted in. Huge game for Jonathan Villar. Rainiers go on to win it 10-4, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 10 runs on 13 hits. No errors, left six on base. Salt Lake scores four runs on eight hits, makes a whopping four errors in this game, and left seven on base. Winning pitcher is Chris Mazza. He's 4-3. Loss goes to Michael Lorenzen, 0-2 in the PCL. Time of the game was 2 hours 42 minutes. The attendance 10,123. Rainiers approved to 56-66 on the year. Salt Lake falls to 57-65. Final game of the series is tomorrow at 12:05 Pacific. We'll be on the air at 11:50 with our pregame show. Rainiers win it 10-4. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Right here's when they beat Salt Lake 10-4. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners lead the Guardians 2-1 in the fourth inning in Seattle as they've had solo homers from Eugenio Suarez and Julio Rodriguez. Luis Castillo on the mound. He's given up a solo jack to Jose Ramirez. So the Mariners lead 2-1 in the fourth inning against Cleveland. All other games are either final or about to go final. In the American League, Angels shut out the Blue Jays. That helps the Mariners. Angels getting seven scoreless from Shohei Ohtani, who gave up just two hits and struck out nine. Out-dueled Alec Manoah in a pitcher's duel in Toronto. Angels win 2-0. Tampa Bay lost. That's also good for Seattle. Red Sox got him 5-1. Rich Hill, 42 years young today, seven shutout innings with 11 strikeouts. Oldest player to strike out that many in a game since Randy Johnson at the tail end of his career as the Red Sox defeat Tampa Bay 5-1. Tigers crushed the Texas Rangers 11-2. Dallas Keuchel back in the big leagues and got knocked around by Detroit. 18 hits for the Tigers. Eight different players had multiple hits for Detroit as they just cruised to an easy win. And Baltimore, they're not going away. They beat the Astros for the second day in a row. Got them 3-1 today as Dean Kramer outpitched Jose Urquidy. Kramer went into the eighth inning, allowed just one run in 7 2/3 innings and picked up his sixth victory. In interleague play today, the Diamondbacks blasted the White Sox 10-5. Jake McCarthy, who we saw with Reno earlier this season, went 4-for-5 for the Diamondbacks today and scored three runs. He was their catalyst. The Padres hold off Kansas City 4-3 as Will Myers hit a two-run home run against his former team, and Yu Darvish picked up his 11th win of the year. Giants lead the Twins 2-0 in the ninth inning in Minnesota in a game that had a long rain delay. And on our National League scoreboard, Philly shut out the Pirates 6-0. And the Phillies have won six consecutive games. Kyle Gibson tossed seven scoreless today to pick up the victory. Sandy Alcantara got knocked out early by the Dodgers in the last time he faced him, so today he got revenge. The Marlins stud pitched a complete game six hitter, struck out 10, and the Marlins beat the Dodgers 2-1 in Miami, despite Mookie Betts hitting his 30th homer of the year. Reds defeat the Nationals 6-2. T.J. Friedl with a tie-breaking three-run homer in the sixth inning to lead the Reds to the victory there. Milwaukee shuts out the Cubs 7-0. Christian Yelich was 4-for-5, including a three-run homer. Brandon Woodruff gave him six scoreless innings. And the Mets shut out the Rockies 3-0. David Peterson and three relievers combined on a five-hit shutout. And St. Louis walked off Atlanta quite literally 6-5, scoring the winning run when Tyler O'Neill drew a bases-loaded walk to force in the sixth and final run for St. Louis. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here at Salt Lake City. Right here is win 10-4. We'll be back with more after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Rainiers win a 13-hit attack today. They defeat Salt Lake 10-4 is the final score. Huge game for Jonathan Villar. He goes 4-for-5 with 2 singles, a triple, a homer, 3 runs batted in. Evan White, 3-for-5 with 2 doubles, 3 runs batted in and a run scored. Brian O'Keefe had a couple of hits, including a homer. Taylor Trammell, 2 hits, 2 runs scored. You get the picture. It was a big day for the Rainiers bats, and they beat Salt Lake 10-4, the final. Rainiers have the 30th and final game of the year against Salt Lake tomorrow at 12:05. In the PCL, Oklahoma City leads El Paso 9-6 in the ninth. If they hang on and win that game, they'll have a 3.5-game lead in the East. Round Rock hammered Albuquerque 18-7 despite Michael Tolia hitting 3 home runs for the Isotopes. Reno is getting shut out in Sacramento 6-0 in the seventh, and Vegas has an early 6-3 lead over Sugarland in the fourth. Well, tomorrow's game's at 12:05. The Rainiers have played Salt Lake 29 times this year. They've won 14. Salt Lake has won 15. Rainiers going to even the whole thing up and say goodbye to the Bees tomorrow afternoon. 12:05 first pitch. Pregame show starts at 11:50. Darren McCacken on the mound for the Rainiers against the Federal Way native Jansen Junk, who will be pitching for Salt Lake. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Once again, our final score tonight, Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 4. Have a great night.